Hi, welcome to the 5-Minute Shift. I'm Mom Coach Stephanie Rosenfield, bringing you another quick tip for you to feel better in your momming today. As a reminder, the way I think about emotional management is how can I be in control of myself in a really tricky, frustrating situation? It's not about being in calm, but rather being in control. As a reminder, the first bucket or the first leg of the table that I talked about was emotional diffusion. And the second bucket to create that sturdy table was different communication. If you haven't listened to those two really quick episodes, I highly recommend going back and giving those a listen before continuing. So the third bucket, the final leg of the table, is what I call self-confidence. And this isn't like a Cosmo article or a Vogue article on how to be confident. So a lot of us, myself included, tend to look to other people or experts on what to do in our lives. We outsource our own decision-making, which can be actually so disempowering. We think that we're looking for the right answer. But in this day and age, there is so much choice and there is so much information being thrown at us. And we can find such competing information. I remember when I was thinking about sleep training my son, I found very valid articles by really well-respected people on reasons to do it. I also found valid articles by very well-respected people on reasons not to do it. So experts say all these different things. And on top of that, we have all of these societal expectations that we try to live up to that actually decrease our confidence because we don't actually agree and it's really impossible. I think of it as we're all fish in this ocean and we're following these other fish around. And it's hard to stop and take a look around us and be like, do I want to keep following these fish? Am I going into the mouth of a shark? So when I talk about self-confidence, I think about knowing that the decisions I'm making for my family is what is best for us. I am a good mom who is doing my best. And the first thing I would have a client ask themselves is, what do I think? What's my opinion? Is this really a problem? And I'll give you an example of one of my clients. She goes on this beach vacation every year with another family, and the mom in the other family loves playing with the kids on the beach. She loves building sandcastles and running in the waves. And year after year, my client would constantly compare herself to this other mom. She would beat herself up thinking, ugh, like, what is wrong with me that like I don't want to play with them? Like, she's such a better mom than I am. Look how much more fun the kids are having with her. Even when I try, I can't live up to that. And year after year, she would leave feeling sort of terrible about herself. So when we got to this third bucket and we talked about self-confidence, we discuss the idea of what if it's okay that I don't want to play in the sand with my kids? How am I still a good mom even though I don't want to play in the sand with my kids? Good moms don't want to play all the time. So she was really able to think about this and come up with her own understanding and her own belief that I am a good mom who doesn't want to play in the sand with my kids. And it is okay that they play on their own and that they have fun with this other human. It means nothing about me. This may seem sort of small and benign, but it actually led her to a much better vacation because she wasn't constantly beating herself up and having this lack of confidence in herself and her parenting. So when I talk about self-confidence, it's recognizing and knowing, what do I think? What decision do I want to make? And is it possible that I am making the best decisions for my family? Now, when we put all of these buckets together, emotional diffusion, different communication, and self-confidence, and we'd fill all three, we create a really sturdy table to be able to respond and be in control in the way that we want. And I'm going to end this episode with the same caveat that I started it with. This isn't something that any human is expected to use 100% of the time. I know that I certainly don't. But it's something that we can have in our toolkit to be able to use more often to create the momhood and the life that we want to create. And there is something so powerful about getting information, but the implementation and the transformation is really what leads to changing your life. So if you are interested in learning how can I really implement these things to create a life that I have more control over in these situations, I highly recommend scheduling a complimentary 25-minute consultation to learn how one-on-one coaching can help you do this in your life. Have a great week. Okay, so if you want to take this all a step further and gain insights that are specific to you and your family, that's exactly what I do with my one-on-one mom coaching clients. You can sign up for a complimentary consult call to learn how coaching can help you and your family. Go to StephanieRCoaching.com/consult to sign up.